So my next news item has something to do with the mystery of itching.
Itching?
Yeah, itching. So scientists have long been baffled by the physiology of itching, and it's been really hard to pin down whether itching is communicated to the brain by the same nerves that signal pain, or whether they signal through their own individual nerves.
So it was thought before that when I feel itchy, that's because the same nerve cells in my body that respond to pain are being activated.
Yeah.
I can imagine itching is kind of painful, but it does feel like a different type of pain.
Yeah, it's more the fact that previous research had shown that capsaicin, which is that spicy chemical that you find in chilies, activates a set of neurons that are also activated by itchy chemicals. And this led to the belief that itchy sensations must somehow be linked to painful sensations, perhaps through these same nerves. But new evidence from researchers at Johns Hopkins University have identified a specific subset of itch-specific neurons.
So these newly identified nerve cells signal to the brain the sensation of itch specifically. How did the scientists find that one out?
Well, the researchers used sophisticated molecular biology to identify neurons that responded to itchy chemicals, like histamine or an anti-malarial drug called chloroquine. They then showed that these neurons could be activated by the spicy capsaicin chemical, but that this sensation, instead of being perceived as pain by mice, was actually perceived as an itching sensation. So these data indicated that there are a subset of neurons that signal itch to the brain, even when both itchy and fiery chemicals are around.
So now that these itchy neurons have been identified, what can researchers do with this finding?
So excessive itchy sensation can be a pretty unpleasant effect from conditions like dermatitis. And although these neurons might not be responsible for conveying all the aspects of the itchy sensation, if we can design drugs that target them, we may be able to reduce the discomfort felt by patients.
Great. So we might be able to scratch away at that itch using this information. And what's your last paper for this month's roundup?